Hello and welcome to the show. I'd like to welcome Adam Albright, good mate of mine.
G'day, George.
Today, how to analyse a rental property, no calculators or spreadsheets needed. So what we're going to talk about today, actually, is I've just released the no-go zone list. So that's what I'm going to be talking about today because I think it's important for everyone to get on top of this and know what's happening.
So, George, when you say no-go zone, can you explain a little bit further what you mean by no-go zone?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what I'm going to do. So this is the deal. Every year for the last 15 years, I've been producing the no-go zone list in the top 100. There are two lists and two opposite lists. So in Australia, there's 15,000 suburbs. And out of those 15,000 suburbs, there's some suburbs going up, other suburbs going down, and if you pick the ones on top, you're going to do better, and the ones on the bottom aren't going to do that good. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be published in every single major newspaper around Australia, as it does every year. So when it comes to property, I get approached by a lot of newspapers, TV channels like Channel 10. I'm the expert on Channel 10 Saturday mornings on Buy to Build. I go on Channel 9, Channel 7, and now every year I go also in all the major newspapers talking about where not to invest and keeping people safe. And the reason I made this list up is because there's too many people that are investing using a blindfold. They're going in and investing and really putting themselves at risk because they don't know what they're doing. And what I want to do is keep people safe. So what you can do is you can look at this list and just make sure if you're buying a property, don't buy off this list. So we're going to go through the no-goes list and explain things to people and talk to people. And, you know, I'd love to go through my top 100 list, but I can't do that because I use that for our members. Our members invest in the top 100 and make money. But I wouldn't mind talking a few examples of what we've done in the past, especially because most of our staff started off as clients to begin with. And it's really good to see their journey as staff and clients going along and doing very well. And also, you can get any major newspaper this Saturday and I'll be there and my no-go zone list will be there as well.
Yeah, so it's being published all over the country, is it?
Yeah, it is.
So where's this like a sneak preview tonight?
Today's a sneak preview, absolutely. And here we go.
Wow.
Okay, so you can see there's a place like Port Hedland, which is in the middle of nowhere. You've got Broome as well. That's close to Port Hedland. And what I'm going to do is go scroll down and have a look here. Mermaid Waters.
Excuse me.
Norwood in Adelaide, which is typically a good suburb. You've got Surface Paradise. Docklands. Docklands has been on this list for a long, long time.
There's a lot of units in the Docklands. That's about all there is in the Docklands.
Yeah. The Docklands, they've been sitting on the no-go zone list for a long time. They're just really terrible. You got Haymarket, Zetland. That's the Sydney version of Docklands.
Okay.
Glenelg, right? Bunbury, Trinity Beach. You've got Bushland Beach. I thought that was Burleigh for a second, but no. Yeah, so there you go, Exmouth. So it's interesting. When you look at that list, why would Australia be in the no-go zone list, Chris? Well, Australia's not in the no-go zone list. Certain suburbs are. Even though we're going to go through the biggest boom in history, there's still suburbs that you don't want to touch with a 10-foot pole. The reason you don't want to touch these suburbs, I'm going to explain that tonight, right? So I'm going to explain in general why these suburbs are there. So what we look at when we look at no-go zone list or when we're looking at any research is we're looking at the difference between supply and demand. And we're looking for a suburb that's got less supply, more demand. But how do we choose that? How do we know if there's more supply or less demand? Well, this is the way we do it. And a lot of people are surprised when certain not Australia, no. A lot of people are surprised when certain suburbs are on here, but the numbers, the algorithm works. When I invented this algorithm about 20 years ago, what I did is I went back 20 years of time and looked at all the top suburbs, and then I've got 29 different metrics, including auctions, clearance rates, percentage of renters, neighbour price balancing, market cycle timing, average vendor discount, right? All that, all those little different little things, rent, percentage. Has the rents gone up? Have they gone down? I looked at all those things, vacancy rates. So I put all those numbers in and try to recreate what happened in the past with an algorithm. So I kept tweaking it until I got it right. Because I said, okay, how am I going to balance this out? How important is market cycle time? How important is rental returns? How important is it? And then what I did is after that, I modeled forward. And this algorithm has been doing hit after hit after hit. It's worked very well. Many times when all the experts, 60 Minutes and all the experts from TV saying, you know, bricks and slaughter, property price is going to drop 40%, and everyone's saying it's going to be terrible. And I said the exact opposite. I went against the grain. You know, I was on, I went on YouTube, did a reaction video. Channel 9 tried to pull it down. They couldn't. So then they invited me on the Today Show, and I spoke to them on the morning show, whatever it's called. I don't know what
show. Yeah, Today Show, I think it was.
That's what it's called, yeah. Anyway, so I went on the Today Show, and I explained my findings and said, look, all these experts you had on your 60 Minutes program are not real experts. They had a few real estate agents, financial planners, and bits and pieces, but they didn't know what they were talking about. They don't understand the metrics. And I confidently said, look, we are going to actually have a boom, not a drop in price. And who was right? Me. Yeah. And someone's saying, have you got it wrong before? No, I've never got it wrong. I've got it right. And because out of 15,000 suburbs, I choose the cream of the crop, the top 100, we do really well. When I say no-go zone list, no, I don't get it wrong. They're terrible. They're bad. And look.
Well, every single one of your customers has made an increase, haven't they, in their prices?
Yep. In $4 billion worth of property deals that we've done in the last 20 years, not one person has lost 1 cent. That's pretty good. That's a really good
average.
Good average, absolutely. And, you know, and the thing is, the numbers change. So what happened was, you know, 10 years ago, what we're looking at the actual vacancy rate. We'll say anything under 3% was okay, because there was much larger vacancy rates. But now we're going into the one digit. We're getting vacancy rates of 1.2%, 1.5%, because the market's changed. And you got to look at that. That's all. You know, you got to look at auction clearance rate. And a lot of people don't look at market cycle timing. I was earlier on, I was actually, I do Coffee with George once a week, where we talk to potential people that want to join our program. And we had one potential client. He bought a property in Gladstone, and his property went down in value. I think he lost 125 grand, went down. And what happened was, when the people that were telling him to buy in Gladstone, what they were saying is, wow, it's gone up 5 years in a row. This is fantastic. And as you know, I was saying, well, if it's already gone up 5 years in a row, you don't want to invest there. It's all too late. We want to get something that hasn't gone up 5 years in a row, because it's going to go up. So you look at a lot of these suburbs on the no-go zone list. Why are they on there? Well, one, they've already gone up. Two, they're just not going up, and the auction clearance rates are down. Rentals have gone down, and the vacancy rates are too high. All right. So the way you analyze a property is, we've got to get everyone's mindset right. And this is the mindset you need to think about. There's a lot of people out there, and what they want to do, they're all looking to buy a bargain. They're looking to get a discounted property below market value. And I'm saying that is the wrong attitude. And I'll tell you why. The properties you get discounts on when you're buying just one individual property is in an area where the vendor knows better than you. Shit, I have to give a discount.
I have to get out.
Yes, right? Because a good quality property, you're not going to be able to get a discount on one property. Now, it's different if you're part of a buyer's group. What we've got, a positive property, we're a buyer's group. And because of that, we can practically guarantee that we never overpay for a property, because we get group deals, right? And many times we buy under market. Like, I reckon, what was that one we did? Where was that one in Brisbane? Well, give me an example, one where we bought in, we bought on the market.
Oh,
Calabar?
It's like Capalabar, Raceview, Caboolture, yeah.
Yeah, let's do Capalabar. Let's do a bit of an example. How much did we get them for?
So they were sort of high threes, early fours.
Yep.
That was years ago.
And yeah, and they were worth 50,000 more when we bought them.
They were on the market.
They were on the market. And how much did they go up to?
650 plus now today.
Yeah, so almost double. And that was like, what, 4.5, 5 years ago?
Yeah, three, four years ago.
And that's what I'm talking about. I mean, you look at that, you know, everyone got in at like 50 grand less than what the price was. And then they had a massive equity already started. And now it just keeps growing. And now what they can do and what they've been doing is every time you get an extra 100 grand equity, we can pull out 80 and then get another property, and then goes up 100 grand, you pull out 80, get another property, and that's how you build your portfolio. You don't build your portfolio by saving all your money and working hard and not going out and saving every cent and giving up your cafe lattes and your avocado, right? You get into the property market and you build by getting your property doing all the heavy lifting and growing for you and using that. You know, there was an article recently about this Asian lady who said that she just ate rice every day in order to invest in property, and she's become very successful. And I'm saying you don't have to eat rice every day. You can actually eat okay food. You know, you don't want to go overboard, and you can still make money in property.
But I've also found over the years people want to invest in where they want to live, but I'd rather say, well, just invest somewhere where you can afford and let that build up in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because where you want to live, you might live on the beachfront water on the Gold Coast, which is worth 4 or 5 million, but you can only afford 500,000. So, you know, buy and invest what you can afford.
Exactly. But also look at Mermaid Waters. Might be a lovely place to live, not a good place to invest because it's on the no-go zone list. Mm. Right? So what would you do? You'd rent there.
Yeah.
And let someone else lose money on their property. And then you'd buy in my top 100 and make money at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's called rent vesting, the smart way of doing it. I hope that's helpful for you. And now we're going to chuff off and go into our private group.
Okay. That was short and sweet.
Well, I think we're at time. Let me have a look. Yep. We've got 1 minute. Okay, if anyone's got any questions, we've got 1 minute. I'm going to go rapid fire, answer any questions, and then we're moving on. No go zone. Okay, there you go. But yeah, it was short and sweet. I think it's good for people to look at that list and make sure you don't invest in that list. At least that way, you're not catching a falling knife and you can do better. But is there a Zoom link for the private session? There certainly is. It's in the private group. It's called Positive Property Inner Circle, and we can do that. Or if one of our team members can send you the link, or you can email your coach, we'll get you the link. You should have got the email. That's it. Okay, guys, thank you so much. See you in the private group. Talk soon.
Great, thank you.